It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Lacapoil Valley High School. The softball season is getting underway. It's the season opener for the Lacapoil Valley Eagles. And Mitchell Silty and I are out here in the cold. But we got a nice press box to warm up in, right, Mitchell?
Yep, out of the wind, so that's always a plus.
Well, we were scheduled to be in Dawson at Nelson Field this afternoon for the Dawson Boyd Blackjack baseball game with the Canby Lancers, but that was postponed, and so we didn't have to go far. We just shifted our attention to softball this afternoon.
Yep, lucky for us, there's a Lacapoil Valley softball game going on the same day.
Yeah, and there's a lot of postponements because of the rain here, but not too bad here at Lacapoil Valley, so... we're going to get right into it. We'll start here shortly. Mitchell, why don't you tell us a little bit about both teams here as the head coaches meet at home plate.
Well, this is the season and home opener for Lacapoil Valley. Last year they were 10-9, and that is according to Minnesota Scores website. I know that on the website there were some scores that were not accounted for, but the ones that were, they were 10-9 last season. And they were 6-5 at home last season, so hoping they can get off to a better start at home here this season. And they started last season 7-0, so they got off to a hot start.
I remember that.
But yeah. They just lost a little bit of steam towards the end of the season. Play RTR last year, and they defeated them 2-0, and that was at Tyler in their matchup versus RTR. And they are 10-2 against RTR since the 2015-2016 season. Their two losses coming in the 2020 and 2021 seasons. And they have won four straight season and home openers, Lacapoil has, dating back to the 2018-19 season. Obviously, there was no softball in 2019-20 season because of COVID, so only four home openers there. And they've played RTR in two home openers since the 2015-16 season, and they are 2-0 versus RTR during that span. For RTR, they had come in with a 1-0 record. They defeated Lakeview 10-0 in their season and home opener on April 5th. They were 18-4 last season, so this was a very good softball team last year. They were 8-2 on the road, so they're looking to keep going off of that this season. They started last season 12-1. With their only loss coming to Lacapoil Valley in that 2-0 win for Lacapoil at Tyler last year. And RTR is 5-0 in their road openers since the 2017-2018 season. So this will be a very good, highly competitive matchup tonight, or today.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mitchell, for that. That's Russell Tyler Ruthen. And Lacapoil Valley, as Mitchell mentioned, Russell Tyler Ruthen no longer in the Camden Conference. They are out of the Red Rock Central Conference now, so we'll only be playing one game here tonight. If this was a North Conference, Camden Conference game, they play double headers. So every time Lacapoil Valley plays like Dawson, McRae, RCW, those will be double headers this year. So. All right. Well, that wraps up our Subway pregame show, and they're going to play the national anthem here, and we'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with the first pitch of the season for the Lacapoil Valley girls softball team right after this.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Sport, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Lacaparle Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty here. First game of the season, Mitchell.
Yep, this will be fun. It'll be my first time calling a softball game in my career, so yeah. It'll be interesting.
All right. A little different than basketball, right?
Yep, a lot different.
You already made a comment off the air. We don't have no crowd noise like in a basketball gymnasium.
Yeah, a lot quieter, and you know.
All right. All right. Well, Val Piotr is in the circle for Lacaparle Valley. She will get a lot of innings this year. She is a junior right-hander, and so looking for good things there from Val Piotr this year. She's warming up in the circle. Claire Borsted's behind the plate, the only senior on the Lacaparle Valley softball team. Jalen Lee is at first base. Kayla Jans at second. Brandy Meyer at short. Kendall Shelstead at third. Out in the outfield, you got Callie Kahn, Zoe Doctor, and in center, and Jada Kessler in right. Folks, here's our very first pitch of the season coming up here against Paisley Tuft. Here it is, the windup, and the pitch is a ball by Piotr. Light mist off and on out here at Lacaparle Valley. Windup by Piotr, and it's outside for ball two. We'll play 1 7-inning game here tonight. So come on out. You can park your car in the outfield, listen to the game, sit in your warm vehicle, and listen to Q92. Piotr in the windup, and the pitch is a strike. Umpires today, John Thomas and Mickey Rademacher. Two balls, one strike to Paisley Tuft. Swing and a ground ball to Shelstead at third to throw to first, and she is out.
Great job of fielding there by Kendall Shelstead over at third base. Had the ball roll up right along the foul line, was able to make a clean throw over to first base for the out.
A young RTR team that graduated a lot of seniors last year with their 18 wins. Here's Maddie Burns. The shortstop takes first pitch from Piotr, a strike. Val Piotr wearing the safety mask, and the windup, a little change. Oh, strike two. 0-2 count to Maddie Burns from Russell Tyler Ruthen. The Knights, 18 wins last year, 4 losses. I believe they lost to Wabasso in the section tournament. Two-strike pitch popped up right side field. Going in foul territory and goes into the right side bleachers down there on the first baseline. A little bit of a wind in center field. Straight blowing what, north?
Looks like it's blowing more to the east.
Northeast, okay.
Yep.
One, two-strike count, and it's low for a ball. Second batter of the game after Paisley Tough grounded out to Kendall Shellstead at third base. The Eagles have a lot of varsity returners, and there's pitch inside, almost hit Burns. Bartman is on deck for Russell Tyler Ruthen. Got a good crowd on hand here this afternoon at Lockup Park. Piotr, two balls, two strikes to Burns. The pitch. Ground ball to Shellstead, the third baseman again. The throw to Jalen Lee, out number two.
Another great job of fielding there by the third baseman for Lacaparo Valley, Kendall Shellstead.
She's a vacuum cleaner. the catcher, Lakin Bartman, I believe. What number is she? Number two.
Lakin Bartman.
Here's the pitch, and it's a strike.
It's
a ball, excuse me. A ball. Coach Bartman at the third base coaching box. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. No score. Next pitch is down low for ball two. Val Piotr. You'll be hearing her name a lot all season. She's a right-handed junior. And a two-ball, no-strike count to Bartman. Oh, a high fly ball. Well hit ball. That's way back there, and it is gone. A home run over the left field fence by Lakin Bartman. A two-run homer. She tatered that one.
Pitch looked to be a little high and right down the middle, and she was able to get good contact with her swing, and it sent it with the wind. With the wind going over to left field, the ball just carried right over the fence.
I'm sorry, just one, just a solo home run there by Bartman. That was my mistake. So it's 1-0 RTR. Boy, they got that up in the wind. Maybe wind helped aid it a little bit. But the left fielder for the Eagles, Khan, got back to the fence quick enough. But well hit ball there by Bartman. A home run. Up next is a left-handed, the pitcher, Kaya Alderson. And the pitch is a strike call to number 13, Kaya Alderson. Two strikes, two outs here in the top of the first. Alderson will see her in the circle for RTR. See if Val Piotr can get her out. And there's a ground ball right back to the pitcher, Piotr. She underhands it to Jalen Lee. For the third out, a 1-3 put out, out number three. So for RTR in the first inning, one run on one hit. That was a solo home run by Bartman, and they lead 1-0 over Lacaparo Valley. We'll take a commercial break with the Eagles coming to bat for the first time this season.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. What's your thoughts on the first inning there, Mitchell?
So far, other than the one home run for RTR, it was a pretty good outing for for the pitcher for Lacaparo, Valerie Piotr. She was able to get a lot of three ground ball outs, so she's able to get weak contact from the RTR batters. Just lost that one pitch a little high to RTR down the middle, and other than that, she had 15 inning, and nine of them were for strikes, either strikes or hits. So nice job of pitching there by Val to start out.
All right, so here come the Eagles up the bat for the first time this year. And they should be good hitting the ball. They got a lot of experience. It's going to be Jalen Lee to start it out. Kayla Jan, Kendall Shelstead, Brandy Meyer. First four batters to face a very, very good pitcher from last year. Last couple of years, actually. Kaya Alderson. She's a right-hander. And here's the first pitch. And it is... Was that a strike?
That was a strike.
Yep. Strike. 1-0. RTR leading with that solo home run. A bomb over the left field fence by Bartman. Next pitch to Jalen is strike two. Bartman or Alderson will throw strikes, and she's got some good speed on it. Eagles facing right off the top of the season here, a very good pitcher. 0-2 count to Jalen. Swing and a miss. Struck her out on three pitches, I believe, right?
Yep, that was a great start for Kyle Alderson, getting a three-pitch strikeout right there.
Here's Kayla Jan. Kayla is a junior. She's probably played since she was a ninth grader. And she lays down a bunt foul on the first baseline for strike one. Once again, a little windy out here at Lac Parle. What's new, right? It's always windy.
Yep, always windy out at Lac Parle.
Alderson in her windup. And the patch to Kayla Jan is a strike two. How about that?
That's five straight strikes for Kai Alderson to start this game out.
0-2 count to Kayla Jan. Alderson delivers. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Kaya Alderson of RTR.
That's about as perfect of a start as you want for Kai Alderson. Six pitches and two strikeouts.
Here's Kendall Shelstead up for Lac Parle Valley. Right down the middle for strike one. Coach Swatsky over to the bench, shouting instructions to the girls. She's going to throw strikes. Might as well be swinging. I think I read his lips. Swing and a miss. Sir, strike two. 0-2 count. Wow. And Shelstead asks for time. Now gets back in the box. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. What a first inning for RTR's Kaya Alderson-Mitchell.
That was a perfect inning by Kaya Alderson. Nine pitches, nine strikes, three strikeouts. You can't have a better start to an inning or to a game in pitching that way.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Nope, I've seen, like, maybe in the pros, but that's first time in high school I've ever seen a hot start like that. Wow.
All right, we're going to go to the top of the second with RTR coming to bat, and they lead the Eagles 1-0. You're listening to Lac Parle Valley Eagles softball right here on Q92.
Hi, this is Claire Borstead, catcher for the Lac Parle Valley softball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
All right, here's Olivia Lang batting for RTR, and the first pitch by Piotr is outside for a ball. RTR leading Lac Parle Valley 1-0 as we start the top of the second inning. Mitchell, what a first inning for Kaya Alderson.
Yep, that was about the best. That was the best start to an inning as a pitcher could have won.
There's a shot down the right field line, and it's going to go foul. Jada Kessler giving chase there. Yeah, what was her pitch count there? I mean, we don't have pitch count in softball, but
that was nine pitches, nine strikes with three strikeouts.
She did throw a ball.
Nope, and she only needed three pitches per at bat. That was about the hottest start as you can have.
Wow, that was amazing. One ball, one strike. Piotr's pitch inside and low, almost hit Olivia Lang, the designated player for RTR. Nice crowd on here. Light rain now. Coach Swatsky trying to keep, he's got a towel in his hands. wiping down the softballs to keep them dry. Pitch by Piotr is a strike. Two balls. Is it two and two?
Yep, two balls, two strikes.
2-2 count. First batter here in the top of the second inning for Russell Tyler Ruth. A non-conference game, by the way. Ground ball on the first base side, and it is foul. And so Lang will come back to pick up her bat.
It'll be a full count at this next pitch here. Three balls and two strikes.
Yep.
Or no, two. Nope.
It's 2-2.
2-2.
Yep.
So one more.
2-2 count to Lang, and Piotr gets ready. Behind the plate is Claire Borstead for La Caprile Valley. Here's the pitch by Piotr. 2-2 count. Called strike three, and there's your first strikeout of the season for Val Piotr. Nice pitch, huh?
Yeah, that was a great pitch. It was just outside to the right-handed batter, and it painted the corner. A nice strikeout for Val Piotr.
Here is Darissa Cruz batting. Pitch is high for a ball. Cruz is the number six batter in the lineup, and she plays first base for the Knights. 1-0 if you're just tuning in. RTR leading La Caprile Valley on a solo home run by Bartman, the number three batter last inning. Next pitch by Piotr, ball two. 2-0 to Cruz. Clumper on deck for the Knights. Piotr in her windup. The pitch. Was that a half swing or a swing there?
Looked
that
like
a strike.
A very weak swing. Kind of got confused on the pitch, it looked like.
2-1 count. Defense ready for La Caprile Valley. Here's the pitch by Val. And that's inside. Gets away from Borstead a little bit. Jalen Lee playing first base. Kayla Jan at second. Brandy Meyer at short. And Kendall Shelstead at third. Shelstead had a couple putouts there in the first inning. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Ground ball right up the middle. Base hit. The second hit of the game for RTR. Right over the second base bag for a hit.
Up to bat, number 24, Billy
by Cruz. I believe that was a 3-1 count. Here's Lily Clumper, number 24, and she is the second baseman. One out. And Piotr's pitch is ball one. Of course, there is no leaning, no
shift, infield shift.
No leaning off the bases in softball. No, you can't lean off the bases. One ball, no strikes to Clumper. Cruz on first base. Pitch is check swing. It's a fly ball. Line drive, and Jalen Lee makes the catch at first.
Nice job by Jalen Lee to hustle in to make that infield fly out.
I don't know. It's hard to call. Is that a little fly ball or is that a line drive?
I wouldn't call that a line drive.
Okay.
Call that a little pop-up.
Little pop-up. Two outs here. And there's a strike call. Nice fastball there by Piotr to Gabby Borison, the right fielder. Runner on first base for RTR. Two outs here at the top of the second inning. Next pitch, strike two. 2-0-2.
Nice job by Valerie to get ahead of the pitch or the batter in the pitch count here.
Two outs, two strikes, second inning, a lot of twos. Piotr's pitch in the dirt for ball one. Nice crowd here for the very first game of the season for La Caprile Valley. RTR played last week, I believe, didn't they?
Yep, they played Lakeview and won 10-0.
10-0. One ball, two strike count. Called strike three. That'll end the inning. Nice pitch by Piotr Mitchell.
Yep, that was her second strikeout of the inning and a nice way to end it.
So for RTR in the first inning, no runs on one hit by Cruz, no errors, and they leave Cruz at first base. The score, RTR 1, La Caprile Valley 0, with the Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll be back with more Eagle softball right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
All right, 1-0 RTR leading here in the bottom of the second inning. Brandy Meyer is batting for the Eagles. Here it's Brandy Meyer, the number 4, 5, and 6 batters. Two strikes on Brandy, 1-0, Knights lead. Alderson's pitch is 3. Another strikeout for Alderson, 4 in a row.
Yep, 4 up, 4 down by strikeout for Ty Alderson.
Has she thrown a ball yet?
Yep, she had one ball that.
Oh, that's right, she had one ball on Meyer. Callie Kahn, the pitch is a strike to Kahn. Alderson, Kaya, you know she's going to throw strikes. Be up there swinging, right?
Yep, got to be ready.
Here's the pitch. Fastball, ground ball, contact made, and it goes foul just, oh, that was so close, down the first base line. Brandy Meyer comes back to get her bat. One ball, two, or no, 0-2 to Meyer, I believe, right?
Yep, 0-2.
0-2 count. Pitch is low for a ball. Nobody on base for the Eagles. They're down 1-0. Alderson, 1-2 count to Brandy. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Wow.
That's 5th strikeout for Kyle Alderson and 5 batters faced.
Well, let's see if the senior, Claire Borstead, can get a base hit here. We're in the bottom of the second. Alderson's pitch to the senior is a strike. Right down the middle, a fastball. I remember Alderson from last year. She is dynamite. The pitch. And a swing and a miss. She uses her whole body to deliver. It's just not her arm. You notice that?
Yep, she does a great job of getting a lot of power behind the ball.
Claire Borstead, 0-2 count, 2 outs. The pitch is low for a ball. Coach Scott Sawatsky at third base. Tanner Peach at first. The assistant coach for the Eagles. He was the 1-2 pitch. And that's a swing and a miss for strike 3. Wow. Mitchell.
6 batters faced and 6 strikeouts for Kyle Alderson to start this game.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. For the Eagles, we'll go to the top of the third inning with RTR coming to bat. They'll put up their 9-1-2 batters. 1-0, Knights lead. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Barnwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-2000.
1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at La Caprao Valley. Hey, the wind turbine is working hard there, isn't it?
Yep, it's got a nice wind to keep going tonight, so hard today, so good.
I was surprised how much noise that makes when we were coming up, walking up to the press box.
Yep,
you really
those,
can hear that whoosh.
Those blades are pretty big, and in a wind like this, they're going to make quite a bit of noise.
Well, 1-0, RTR leading as they're going to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Piotr throws a strike to the number 9 batter, Peyton Johansson, the center fielder. That lone run came in the first inning on Bartman's solo home run over the left field fence. That's where we stand here in the bottom of the third, 1-0. There's a ball, one ball, one strike to Johansson, and that's the top of the order for the Knights. There's a pop foul over the first base dugout for strike two, the number 3, Peyton Johansson. How are we doing on the pitch count there with Val Piotr, Mitchell? You're keeping track of the pitches, aren't you?
Yep, in the first two innings, she's thrown a total of 31 pitches.
Of course, we do not have a pitch count in softball, unlike baseball. And the pitch, ooh, that one got away from Val. It sailed on her. For a ball, definitely a ball there.
Yep, that one's a little, that was
just
pretty,
a little outside.
Just a tiny bit.
Who's that, Bob Uecker said that? What movie was that? 2-2 count. Johansson? What movie was that? Can't think of the movie's name. Just a bit outside. Pitch is pulled back to the backstop by Johansson. Yeah, we did favorite sports movies on our podcast, Mitchell and I have, Two Guys Weigh In podcast. That was well received. A lot of people may have had a good discussion on their favorite sports movies, and there's a lot of them. Swing and a miss! Nice pitch by Piotr.
Nice job by Piotr getting her. That's her third strikeout now this afternoon.
Top of the order, Paisley Tufte. And what did Paisley do in the first inning? She grounded out to Shelstead. Oh, yeah, that first inning, Shelstead was busy. And the pitch is a ball to the leadoff batter for RTR, Paisley Tufte. Well, people are wrapped in blankets, sitting in cars, winter coats on. Next pitch, ball 2-0 to Tufte. And very cloudy. We did not get to see the eclipse today, or I didn't anyway. Next pitch. Didn't even notice ball 3. Didn't even notice it got dark, did you?
Nope, I didn't even notice it.
Some people did. 3-0 count. And that's ball. Oh, that's a strike. Okay, tough. They called it a strike.
Nice job by Valerie to put a ball over the strike zone there to prevent the walk.
Well, it would be cool to have a total eclipse right now because there's no lights out here, so we'd have to pause the game for 5 minutes. Complete darkness in Indianapolis and Cleveland. Oh, and there's a nice drive out the center field. Base hit there by Tufte. And the center field, Zoe Doctor, chases it down and gets it into the infield quickly. So there's your hit number 2 for the Knights. Here's Maddie Burns, the shortstop. She also grounded out to Kendall Shelstead at third base in the first inning. Just one out. RTR with a runner on first. Maddie Burns at the plate. She lays down a beautiful bunt. Shelstead charges it, throws the first. They get her at first. Wow, what a play by Shelstead.
A great job by Shelstead charging in to get that bunt and make a strike of a throw over to first base.
So, here's Bartman. She hit that monster home run over the left field fence. That's where we were. That's why we have the score 1-0. But RTR is threatening now the runner on second base. And the pitch from Piotr is a strike to Lakin Bartman. So a big at-bat here early in the ball game here. If Yatter can get out of this kind of a bit of a little jam here with two outs, with runner on second. Ball one. One ball, one strike to Bartman. Val Piotr and Claire Borsted working together here. Pitches outside for ball two. Two and one. She really got a hold of that home run, didn't she, Mitchell?
Yep, she did, and luckily for her, it was to the left field where the wind was blowing and the ball just carried over to the fence.
2-1 pitch. High for ball three. Three balls, one strike to the catcher, Bartman. Runner on second base is Tuft. Here's the windup by Piotr. Two outs, the pitch. And it gets by Borsted. And Bartman's going to run first. She's just going to walk to second base. Not going to make a throw on it. So walk.
Up the bat for 13, Kaya Alderson.
Okay. First walk of the game. So Tuff gets the third base. Here's Kaya Alderson, the pitcher. We're going to have a pit. What's going on here? Did I miss something? They walked Alderson. That's what I said. Intentional walk.
Intentional walk.
To load the bases. That's what it was. Alderson is at first base. So RTR with the bases loaded. Two outs. Here's Olivia Lang. She struck out in the second inning. Oh, big at-bat here for Russell Tyler Ruthen. Piotr's pitch is a strike. Nice fastball there by Piotr. Bases are juiced for RTR. Two outs. One strike. Next pitch.
Low
for a ball. One ball, one strike to Olivia Lang. Tuft on third, Bartman on second, Alderson on first. 1-0 is the score. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to second. Jan fields it, throws to first, and they get the out. Oh, what a big play for Lacaparo Valley.
Nice job by Valerie Piotr to pitch out of that jam there.
The Knights leave the bases loaded in the third inning. And they lead Lacaparo Valley 1-0. Good job by Piotr. And we will take a commercial break and be back with more Lacaparo Valley softball right after this.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Bottom of the third inning out here at Lacaparo Valley, rainy Lacaparo Valley, RTR leading 1-0. Your thoughts on the game so far, Mitchell?
It's been a very dominant pitching performance thus far by Kaya Alderson. She's pitched two innings and has six strikeouts. She's faced six batters, too, so she's currently in the middle of a no-hitter and a perfect game.
All right, here's Val Piotr. It's a 7, 8, and 9 batters for the Eagles. And the first pitch is a ball to the Eagles pitcher, Val Piotr, who was in a jam there with the bases loaded last inning. Alderson's pitch, it's a strike. Kaya Alderson, a senior, right-handed pitcher. The pitch. Fouled back. Val got a piece of it. Fouled it over the first base dugout. Boy, a really nice signage on the first base dugout, Mitchell, as we came in there, of the sponsors, the Eagles, what do they call it? Eagles sponsors that support the softball team here.
That's another strikeout for Kyle Alderson.
Oh, I missed it. Got to pay attention. I missed that strike. That was a strikeout, Piatta. Did she go down swinging?
Yep, went down swinging.
Okay, one out. Sorry about that. Better pay attention to the batter's box, I guess. And here's number 15, Zoe Doctor, the center fielder. She swings at that one and fouls it back for strike one. Softball action is way faster than baseball action. Got to pay attention. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Doctor, her first at-bat of the season, and it's low for ball two. Or ball one. One ball, one strike to Zoe. Jada Kessler on deck for the Eagles. Cold Monday evening, misty. Field's in great shape, though. Oh, there's a strike, hit the corner.
Yeah, it looked a little close there, but the umpire called it on the corner, so a nice pitch by Kyle Alderson.
One ball, two strike count to Zoe Doctor. Nobody on. The pitch swung on and missed for another strikeout for Alderson.
That's eight batters faced and eight batters struck out for Kyle Alderson.
Here's Jada Kessler. Kessler, the pitch is a strike. Kessler, the number nine batter for Lacapaw Valley, playing right field. Alderson works quickly. Here's the next pitch to Jada. And that swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 count to Kessler. Two out of the third. Eagles down 1-0. Here's the pitch. Missed inside for a ball. Mickey Rademacher, the home plate umpire. One ball, two strikes to Kessler. The windup by Alderson. The pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Another snapper down inning. Amazing performance so far in the first three innings, Mitchell.
Yep, she's had faced nine batters, struck all nine batters out.
We'll go to the top of the fourth inning with the RTR Knights leading the Eagles 1-0. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
All right, Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Lacapaw Valley. Boy, I tell you, RTR's Kaya Alderson pitchers amazing the first three innings, Mitchell.
Yep, she's faced nine batters, struck all nine of them out, and she's doing a really good job of getting ahead of batters in the strike count. A lot of the time, she's either up 1-0 or 0-1 and one strike to two strikes on a batter, so she's doing a really great job of getting ahead of the batters.
We're in the top of the fourth inning. RTR's leading Lacapaw Valley 1-0. It's the 6, 7, and 8 batters for the Knights. Darissa Cruz is at the plate, and it's two balls, no strikes to the first baseman, Cruz. Val Piotr in the circle for Lacapaw Valley. The pitch is a strike. Nice little change up there, I think, by Piotr. Two balls, one strike to Cruz, the pitch. Ground ball to short. Brandy Meyer, clean stoop and throw to Jalen Lee for the out.
Another nice ground out play there by Lacapaw Valley's infield.
Brandy Meyer, the shortstop, the junior shortstop. Just like you practice, she made that look smooth. Charging the ball, getting down on it. And then making a nice throw to Jalen Lee. Jalen's a tall target over there at first base. One out. Here's Klumper. Ground ball to second. J- Jan fields it, throws the lead, out number two. I told you this Eagle infield is very well experienced. Juniors, all of them are juniors on the infield. Shelstead, Meyer, Jan, and Lee. And they all played last year, so they got a lot of experience. Nice fielding play there by Kayla, wasn't it?
Yep, it was a nice job. She didn't field it cleanly, but she's able to knock it down, pick it up, and throw it over to first for a clean out at first base.
Here's Borson, and swing and a miss for strike one. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. The Knights have a 1-0 lead on Bartman's solo shot over the left field fence in the first inning. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. The pitch, change up. Ooh, it hit her. I think it hit her. It did. So Borson gets to first base. And here's the number 9 batter with two outs, Peyton Johansson. Johansson struck out and are only at bat here in the game. Well, some umbrellas are out here at Lacapral Valley. Pitches high, gets away from Borstead, and down to second base is Borson. So RTR with a base runner in scoring position, leading 1-0. And two outs, Johansson at the plate, the number 9 batter, the center fielder for the Knights, Peyton Johansson. Here's the pitch from Piotr, and that's low for a ball, 2-0. People have their hoods up, winter jackets on. Coach Swatsky, now, I thought he was going to call time, but he didn't. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Strike call. Nice pitch out on the outside corner there.
A nice pitch by Val to get a strike up on the board.
Val Piotr is a junior pitcher. Had some experience in the circle last year. Swing and a ground ball. Foul. No, it's fouled on the first baseline. Claire Borstead, the catcher, picked it up.
That ball just eked foul before Claire was able to pick it up.
Claire's, they got new catching equipment, it looks like. It's pretty sharp. It's all white. White helmet, white face mask, white chest protector. Big pitch here by Piotr. 2-2 count. Ground ball fouled on the first baseline by Johansson again. One runner on second base. That's Borson. Eagles, trying to get this final out here. Can they do it? Piotr facing Johansson. 2-2 count, two outs, the pitch. Low for ball three. Full count. Top of the order coming up for RTR. Val's wiping the softball off, trying to keep it dry. Now she's ready. Here's the pitch, full count. And it's ball four, runner goes to third, and she's out of there! What a throw by Claire Borstead, and Kendall Shelstead, the third baseman, puts the tag on her!
A great job there by Claire Borstead. It was a walk by the pitching of Val Piotr, but the runner ran from second to try and steal third, but Claire was alert and was able to make a good throw over to third, and Lacapral was able to make the tag.
All right, boy, that pumped the Eagle bench up there. Now let's see if they can start hitting the ball. They're facing an outstanding pitcher in Alderson, and the Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. They're down 1-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Miniota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Miniota.
All right. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty out here on cool, rainy Lacaparra Valley. 1-0, Russell Tyler Ruthen leads the Eagles here in the bottom of the fourth. Top of the order, Jalen Lee, Kayla Jan, Kendall Shelstead. And Lee just took a strike. What a way to get out of the inning last inning.
Yep, it was a great job by Lacaparra preventing the batter or the runner from stealing third after a walk was taken by RTR, and they were able to hold another batter or runner on base for Lacaparra.
All right. Jalen swings at that one, fouls it off. Two strikes to Jalen Lee. And Alderson, who has been perfect here, next pitch, hit out the foul ball over the first base stands. Three innings. Three strikeouts each inning for Alderson. Jalen Lee, the windup, the pitch, called strike three. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Strikeout number 10 in a row, Mitchell.
Yep, Kaya Alderson's been on fire here to start this game with facing 10 batters and retiring all 10 via strikeout.
Kayla Jan, let's see if Kayla can get that hit. She swings at it and misses for strike one. Overpowering. Like I said earlier, some pitchers just pitch with their arms. She's got her whole body into it. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, Kayla took a rip after that one. Two strikes to Kayla Jan. 0-2 count. Alderson ready again. She's in her windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Wow.
Another three-pitch strikeout for Kyle Alderson. And all three pitches swinging for Lacaparra Valley.
Wow. Two outs. And now batting Kendall Shelstead. There's a pitch and a strike to Shelstead. Kendall Shelstead at the plate. Eagles down 1-0. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, we play seven. And Kaya Alderson delivers. And there's a ground ball foul towards the first base dugout for strike number two. 0-2 count to Shelstead. Two out.
I think Kaya Alderson's had a first pitch strike thrown versus every batter she's faced here tonight.
Here's the 0-2 pitch to Shelstead. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Unbelievable. Wow. I've never seen this before, Mitchell.
No, but this is an amazing performance so far by Kaya Alderson of RTR.
Whew. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. How many strikeouts is that? 12.
That's 12 strikeouts for Kyle Alderson right now.
RTR leading the Eagles 1-0. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q9 by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care. Learn more. Call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
We're back here at Lacaparra Valley, 1-0, RTR leading. And, well, let's see, Val Piotr, Val's doing a pretty good job, too, herself, isn't she, Mitchell?
Yep, she's only had the one bad pitch so far. That was a home run by RTR, but otherwise she's been able to get out of jams when she's been in them, and otherwise it's been a very good performance by Val so far for the first game of the year.
Top of the fifth inning, ball thrown there to the top of the order in Paisley Tough. Paisley is grounded out to Shelstead at third and got a base hit. There's a pitch for ball two. The lone run came in the first inning on a solo home run over the left field fence by Bartman. That's where we stand right now here in the top of the fifth. Fast-moving game. There's a strike. Nice pitch by Piotr to Tuft. Burns on deck for the Knights. Two balls, one strike. Eagle defense ready. Next pitch is strike two. Right?
I think they call that a ball.
Low, okay. 3-1. The Tuft. Burns on deck. Coach Swatsky sitting on the pail there. Shouting instructions to his defense. Here's the pitch. Strike two. Three balls, two strikes. Full count to top.
Nice job by Valerie to make it a full count there on that pitch.
Here we go, folks. Full count pitch. And call strike three. What a pitch by Piotr to get the leadoff batter.
Nice job by Piotr to come back in that count down 3-1 to 1 point, and able to come back and get the strikeout.
That was strikeout number four for Val Piotr. Here's Matty Burns, the shortstop for the Knights. Now, Coach Barkman at third base talking with the home plate umpire about something. I'm not quite sure what.
It looked like Valerie had started her wind up, but then she stopped suddenly. I don't know if the batter called time or what happened there, but I think RTR was wondering why a balk wasn't called, or balk wasn't called there.
John Thomas, the base umpire, talking with Mickey Rademacher, the home plate umpire, and I think they're going to just say it was a strike, right?
No
balk. Now, Coach Swatsky comes out of the dugout to talk with Coach the home plate umpire. We should mic these guys up so we know what's going on the radio, right?
I can go both ways sometimes.
Well, did you get a chance to see the eclipse this afternoon at the through the clouds, Mitchell?
Nope, you couldn't see anything from the radio station, so. Just another eclipse come and gone.
You have to wait till 2044 now. All right, back to softball. Here's a ground ball, and Piotr, the pitcher, throws it low, scooped up, and oh, she's out.
No, they ruled her safe.
Oh, she ruled her safe.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought she was out.
No, she's out.
Yeah, she's out. Yep, they called her out.
Oh, there they go.
Nice scoop there by Jalen Lee at first base. 1-3 put out, two outs now. And at the plate, she hit that solo home run in the first. Walked in the third. Nobody on. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning for RTR. Next pitch is a strike. One ball, one strike to Bartman. Can't leave it up high like she did in the first inning.
Nope, got a pitch down and away.
Valiner delivery, the pitch is high. She didn't hear me. Good crowd here for the first game of the season at La Caprao Valley. Here we go, Piotr facing Bartman. Pitch is outside for ball three. Three balls, one strike, two outs.
See if Valerie can fight back and make it a full count like she did earlier this inning.
Piotr taking her time. Now she's in the windup and the pitch. Ground ball right back to Piotr, the pitcher, and an easy throw to first base. And, folks, that's a 1-2-3 inning for La Caprao Valley. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Knights. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. Can the Eagles get the bats going and get a base hit here, Mitchell?
And we'll see if it'll be tough for him. Kai Alderson's in the middle of one of her, I think, probably the best game of her career so far as a pitcher in softball. So we'll see if they can catch up with her fastball and put a couple of the balls in play.
We'll be back with the Knights leading 1-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All
of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Lacapau Valley. We are in the nice press box, out of the cold, out of the wind, right?
Yep, and it's a sharp wind out there today, yeah. So it's a little colder out there.
That's right. All right, 1-0, RTR leading Lacapau Valley. And here's Kaya Alderson, a senior right-hander, back in the circle for RTR. Tell our listeners what she's done so far, Mitchell.
She's gone 4 innings. And she's struck out 12 batters for Lacapau Valley, and she starts off with another strike there.
Brandy Meyer with a swing and a miss for strike one. Are you keeping track of strikes and balls with Alderson? Or
I'm
not?
Doing the best I can.
Okay. Oh, there's a foul ball coming right at us, and it catches the net right in front of our window. And that's strike two to Brandy Meyer, the Eagles shortstop. And Alderson, 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three.
And another strikeout to start an inning for Kyle Alderson. That's her 13th strikeout so far.
In a row.
Yep, in a row. 13 batters faced, 13 strikeouts.
Callie Kahn at the plate. Swing and a miss by Callie. Yeah, I don't really know what the Eagles have done before when they come up the bat, because everyone's have struck out. Here's Alderson's pitch, and it's...
Sounds like a ball.
Inside for ball one. One ball, one strike to Kahn. 1-0 the score. Good softball game. Good pitching. Piotr doing a great job, too, for the Eagles. And there's strike three. She went around, I believe, didn't she?
No, they called her safe. That was a ball.
She didn't go around. Two balls, one strike. The Callie Kahn.
Nice job by Kahn to lay off that pitch.
Next pitch, called strike two to number 7, Callie Kahn. Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the bottom of the 5th. Next pitch, changeup, missed for a ball.
Got a full count here. Nice job by Kahn.
I don't think we've gotten to a full count here from Alderson. Here's a big pitch for Kaya Alderson. Here it is. And it's fouled back by Kahn. Stays alive there. Just got a piece of it, Callie did.
Callie's doing a great job of fighting through this at bat.
Full count, one out. Bottom of the 5th. Kaya Alderson facing Callie Kahn. Alderson in her windup, and the pitch. And that is ball 4, and the streak is stopped. The strikeout streak has been stopped at, 13 strikeouts?
Yep, 13 strikeouts.
In a row. And the Eagles have a base runner in Callie Kahn on a walk. Forstead at the plate, the only senior on the team. She swings and misses.
I'm still doing a nice job of getting ahead 0-1 on batters here.
Eagles down 1-0 here in the bottom of the 5th. And squares around the bunt. Bunts it in the air. And it touches the third. Oh, it goes foul, the umpire said. Down the third baseline.
It just went foul before an RTR player touched it.
Yeah, Borsted, the ball kind of went in the air, and then it had that spin on it, right about 5-6 feet from home plate. Third baseman is right there. Two strikes, one out. Runner on first for Lacapau Valley. Swing and a miss for strike two, I believe, yep. Oh, or was that strike three?
No, that was strike three, it looked like.
Oh, I thought those... Okay, I missed the strike for some reason. Oh, the bunt. I didn't get that. Okay.
That's another strikeout for Kyle Alderson.
Here's Val Piotr. swing and a miss by Val. You know, Val has just given up three hits in the game. She's doing a great job, too, in the circle for La Caprao Valley. Good pitching duel here. There's a pop-up in the infield. The pitcher, Alderson, out of the circle, makes the catch for a third out. And that wasn't a strikeout. That was a pop-up.
Nope, that was the first out for RTR. That was not a strikeout.
For the Eagles, no runs on no hits, no errors, and they leave one runner on base. RTR 1, La Caprao Valley nothing. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning out here at the La Caprao Valley. And we'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Hi, this is Claire Borstead, catcher for the La Caprao Valley softball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member and equal housing opportunity lender.
Welcome back to La Caprao Valley, everyone, on this Monday night. 1-0. Really good softball game going on here at Mitchell.
Yep, by the good pitching by both teams. Valerie Piotr has been able to get herself out of a couple jams here and prevent the RTR from building a lead. And Kai Alderson has been dominant on the mound, getting 14 strikeouts out of 14 out of a 15 possible 15 outs for RTR have come via strikeout.
Speaking of Kai Alderson, she's the first batter here for the Knights. Left-handed batter. RTR leading 1-0. This is a non-conference game. It's the season opener for La Caprao Valley. Second game of the season for the Knights when they shut out Lakeview 10-0. Here's the first pitch to Alderson. Ground ball to second base. Jan underhands and quickly throws the first for the out.
Nice job by Jan to field that. That was a look like a slow roll or a ground ball to her, and she was able to make a nice little pitch over to first base for the out.
Brings up the designated player, Olivia Lang.
Up to bat, number 21, Olivia Lang.
And Olivia's struck out and grounded out to Jan at second. Here's the pitch by Val, and that's a strike. Boy, two good teams going at it here today for the season opener. We're in the top of the sixth inning, and we play seven. Here's the pitch by Piotr. Ooh, that's a strike. Strike two. To Lang.
Nice job by Valerie building an 0-2 count here. Now she can be a little more flexible with her pitches.
She really places her, has good placement, good velocity on her pitches. Here's the pitch. And that's low. Nice stop by the catcher, Borstead. Got Jalen Lee at first. Kayla Janet second, Meyer at short, Shelston at third, out in outfield, Kahn, Doctor, and Kessler. One ball, two strike pitch to Lang. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for ball two. 2-2 count. Wind still blowing out here. Have you ever been out when the wind hasn't blown?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Here's the pitch. Ground ball short. Brandy Meyer. Good scoop. Good throw to first for the out. Brandy Meyer gets the job done at shortstop for the Eagles on a ground ball.
Nice job by Brandy Meyer there, fielding that ground ball. Valerie Piotr's done a great job of getting weak contact from the RTR batters and a lot of ground outs so far for the La Caprao Valley Eagles.
Here's Darissa Cruz, the first baseman. And she grounds that one foul down the first baseline. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Darissa Cruz got a base hit in the second. Hit the ball right over the second base bag. Then she grounded out to Meyer at short, her last at bat. Nobody on base for Russell Tyler Ruthen. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. The pitch, ground ball to Jan. Gets down on it, fields it, throws to Jalen. Boy, this infield for the Eagles doing a great job, right, Mitchell?
Yep, they've done a great job. They've had a lot of ground outs that they've had to make plays on here this afternoon, and they've been able to make them.
1-2-3 inning there for Piotr and the Eagles. They're down 1-0. They're coming to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. Going to get some hits and get a couple runs off across the plate. We'll find out after this.
92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fuel, Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company. Of sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
RTR leading Lacapoil Valley 1-0. The Eagles batting in the bottom of the sixth. Zoe Doctor swings at that one for strike two. 0-2 count here. The Zoe Doctor, it's the 8-9-1 batters for the Eagles. They'll face Kaya Alderson, who's having the game of her life right now. She had struck out 13 batters in a row until last inning. One ball, two strikes to Zoe. And there's a swing and a miss for strike three.
Another strikeout.
Strikeout 14?
15.
15, excuse me. I lost count. And here's the number nine batter, Jada Kessler, right field. Swing and a miss by Jada for strike one. Alderson. And a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Man, she's aggressive. She is blowing some heat here. Here's the next pitch, strike three. Three pitches, three strikeouts to Kessler.
Nice job by Kaya Alderson. She's been able to get ahead of every batter she faced here in the strike count.
Top of the order for Lacapoil Valley, here's Jalen Lee. Ground ball to second. Knocked down by the second baseman, Clifford, and she can't recover. And we'll have an error there. And the Eagles got a base runner. Lily Clumper had trouble with that one, didn't she?
Yep, she looked like she fielded it cleanly, and then when she transitioned from her glove to her throwing hand, it looked like she bobbled it, and she just couldn't make the throw in time.
Eagles have their second base runner of the game. And here is Kayla Jan, the second baseman. Swung on and fouled back over the press box here. Well, with the referendum passing last winter, we're going to do a new softball complex here, not a total new softball complex. Going to tear down this press box that we're in and build some. Here's a ground. Oh, the throw down to second, not in time. The ball goes out to center field. Jalen Lee's on her way to third base. And the Eagles have a runner at third.
That was a great job by Jalen Lee to run the bases there. The catcher for RTR, Lakin Bartman, was wild on that throw, trying to pick her off when she was trying to steal second, and there was an attempted bunt by Lacapoil Valley, so the third baseman for RTR had to come in to try and field it, and that left third baseman open for Jalen Lee to run the third.
All right, this is a big moment in this softball game. The Eagles down 1-0, but the dying run is at third base, and Jan with two strikes on her pops that one out on a play. 0-2 count. I don't know if you can hear the Lacapoil fans, but they're making some noise right now. Eagles trying to tie this game up here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bartman, or Alderson's pitched, and another foul back by Kayla Jan.
Great job of fighting in this at-bat by Kayla Jan.
Jalen Lee, after reaching on an error, is at third base right now. She's the tying run here in the bottom of the sixth. And Kayla Jan, two strikes. 0-2 count to Kayla. There is two outs. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Fastball. Right down the middle. And that was out number three. Eagles leave Jalen Lee at first base. Folks, we're going to the seventh inning. But the Knights coming to bat, and they lead 1-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Lacapral Valley. What a softball game, Mitchell. The Knights lead 1-0 here in the seventh inning.
Yep, we've had quite the pitching battle here thus far this afternoon between Lacapral Valley and RTR. Kyle Alderson did a great job in the bottom of the sixth inning to deal with a little bit of pressure that she's for the first time this afternoon. And we'll go to the top of the seventh, hoping for Valerie Piotr to try and get through all the batters here and get Lacapral to the bottom of the seventh with only trailing by one run.
It's the 7-8-9 batters for RTR. Clumper batting right now. And here's the second pitch to Clumper for ball two, I believe. 2-0 to Clumper, who has flied out to third base, popped out a little pop out to Lee in the beginning of the game. There's a strike by Val. Nice pitch.
Valerie went off her best pitching inning this afternoon. She only needed eight pitches to get through the sixth.
Two balls, one strike to Clumper. 1-0. We're in the top of the seventh. There's a ground ball, hard hit ball. Brandy Meyer fields it. Low throw to first. Oh, Jalen Lee scoops it up for the out.
Nice job by Jalen Lee there to field that little bit of a low throw from Brandy Meyer over at first base. So a great job by Jalen Lee to field that pitch.
I think that was the hardest hit ball of the game. That was a Sandy Meyer. One hopper. Here's the number eight batter, Borison. She was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. Then that loaded the... No, that was the... What inning did they load the bases? The third inning. One out here. Nobody on base for the Knights. Have a 1-0 lead. Pitch swung on. She reached for that one. Got a piece of it. For strike one. One ball, one strike. Johansson on deck for the Knights. First softball game of the season for the Eagles and us, too. Looking for a lot of baseball and softball here on Q92 in the next couple months. Next pitch down low for a ball. 2-1. Well, the Eagles had a chance to tie it up there when they got Jalen Lee to third base last inning. Just couldn't get her in. Here's the windup by Piotr, and there's a hard hit ball to second. Jan goes over, fields it. Kayla throws the first out, number two. Wow.
Another great fielding play by the infield of Lacapral Valley, Kyla Jan, making a nice throw over to first base to get the out.
Might have a pinch batter here. She's got her jacket on. Can't see her number, so I don't know. Going to know who this is. Oh, got a number on her side there. What's that say? 18. Number 18. No, I think it's a different batter. Number 18.
I got 18 is Briella Butchert.
Butchert, okay. It's got 18 on his sleeve, right?
Yep. That's what I see.
Butchert. Butchert is batting, I believe. And here's the pitch.
It was a strike first pitch,
okay. Two outs. Swing and a miss for strike two to Butchert. So one more pitch here for Val. She can get her out. The Eagles will have a chance to win it in the bottom of the seventh if they get some runs. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Jan fields it under, hands it to Lee for the third out. 1-2-3 inning for Val Pioner and the Eagles. Folks, don't go away. It's 1-0 with the Eagles coming to bat in the bottom of the seventh. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Okay, folks, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the situation. Eagles with their last at-bat here, down 1-0. And they're going to face Kai Alderson again. Kai has been tremendous in the circle for RTR.
Of the 18 outs that RTR has gotten so far this afternoon, 17 of them have come via strikeout.
Say that again. What number? How much? How many strikeouts?
Of the 18 outs that RTR has recorded, 17 of them have been via strikeout.
All right, let's see if the Eagles can get some base runners. They need two runs to win it. First pitch to Kendall Shellstead is a ball. It's Shellstead, Meyer, and Kahn, the first three batters, to face Kaya Alderson. The pitch, strike called.
After that first pitch, I think this was the first time that Kaya Alderson has fallen behind a batter in the strike count.
The windup and the pitch to Shellstead. Ground ball for center, second baseman fields it, throws the first for the out. 4-3 put out. One out. Here's Brandy Meyer. The Knights two outs away from their second win of the season. There's a pop foul over the press box for strike one. Just a tremendous softball game. Alderson, the pitch, swung on and missed for strike two.
Alderson up to a 0-2 count right now, two strikes, no balls.
Here's the windup on the 0-2 pitch to Brandy Meyer, and there's a shot down the first baseline. Oh, foul. Oh, I thought that was going to be fair.
Yeah, that was a close one.
Brandy started running down the first baseline. All right, here we go. Two strikes. The pitch. And it's low. Bounces off the catcher, Barkman.
That's the pitch we've seen.
Yep.
Alderson throw so far this afternoon.
Yep. Good point there, Mitchell. That was down in the dirt almost. One ball, two strike pitch. Fastball high, ball two. 2-2 count to Brandy Meyer. Good at bat here for Brandy Meyer.
Did a great job of fighting. She was down 0-2 at one point.
2-2 count, one out, bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. And that's ball three. Full count. It's only second batter of the game with a full count on it, I think. Three balls, two strikes to Brandy Meyer. Eagles need a base runner here. Alderson in her windup, the pitch. And it's ball four. The Eagles have a base runner.
Just the second walk issued by Kyle Alderson here this afternoon.
So the winning run comes to the plate, folks. And it's going to be Forsted, I believe, isn't it?
Off the bat,
Claire, yep. Or Callie Kahn, sorry. Kahn is batting, number seven, with two outs. And the tying run is at first. We're in the bottom of the seventh. The Eagles are the home team, of course. Bottom of the seventh, tying run is at first base. The winning run is at home plate. Alderson winds up, and she's going to bunt and misses, pulls it back. Here's the throw to second, the steal. She's out. Brandy Meyer is thrown out trying to steal second. Two outs.
That would have been a good pitch to steal on for Lacapau Valley. It was a high pitch. It was far out of the strike zone. Catcher, a good job by Lakin Bartman, the catcher for RTR, to field that pitch and was able to make a great throw over to second for the out.
Swing and a miss by Kahn for strike two. Wow, what a throw by the catcher, Broughton.
That's a 1-1 count right now.
Next pitch is strike two to Kahn. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on now for the Eagles. And two outs. Next pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And Alderson's one pitch away. Kahn at the plate for the Eagles. The pitch popped up in the infield. Second baseman calling for it. Makes the catch, and it's a no-hitter for Kai Alderson of the RTR Knights. And they defeat the Eagles 1-0. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. What a game, Mitchell.
That was a great performance by Kai Alderson on the mound for RTR. And it was another good performance by Valerie Piotr on the mound for Lacapau Valley. She was able to get a lot of ground balls for Lacapau Valley and keep them in this game. Just couldn't get the bats going today.
All right. We'll put our pen to action and come up with some stats, and we'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this. The RTR Knights win it 1-0.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare, total healthcare provider featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-5536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacapau Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rye's Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rye's Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Miniota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Miniota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Miniota Building Material, Miniota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 226-7447 for your free estimate.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome back to Lacapral Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty. This is the Neon Needles post-game show. Your final score in the season opener for the Eagles. The Eagles fall to the RTR Knights in a fantastic softball game. 1-0, Mitchell, and the Eagles had a couple opportunities.
Yep, they had a chance there at the bottom of the sixth. They had runner Jalen Lee, I believe, at third base with two outs, and they just couldn't get the runner Jalen home from third base there. And then they had a base runner to start the seventh inning off, but they she got picked off trying to steal second, and they couldn't get any more after that, so...
Line scores read, RTR one run on three hits, no errors. Lacapral Valley, no runs on no hits and no errors. So it was let's talk about both pitchers. We'll start with Val Piotr. Val just gave up three hits in the game. The one was the solo home run in the first inning. But what a nice job Coach Swatsky's got to see what... be pleased with what he saw in Val Piotr.
Yep, she was able to go all seven innings here this afternoon. She did it in a total of 96 pitches. As you said, just the three hits, two singles and a home run, and she was able to get four strikeouts and two walks out of this afternoon.
Yep, so nice job by Val Piotr. She's going to be the go-to girl, I guess, for the Eagles in the circle this year. Oh, what a performance. What can we say for Kaya Alderson, the senior right-hander for RTR? She throws a no-hitter, and I'm going to let you talk about the number of strikeouts there. I don't think I've ever seen that in the many years I've been broadcasting. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Kaya Alderson for RTR this afternoon went all seven innings, made a total of 87 pitches. 17 of the 21 outs for RTR today came via strikeout. She started off striking out the first, 13 batters that she faced here this afternoon?
The first 11, and then she walked Callie. She struck out 11 batters in a row, then struck out, then walked Callie Kahn in the fifth inning on a full count. And then Borsted and Piotr came up, Borsted struck out and Piotr flied out. So, yeah. What was that,
17 strikeouts, only two walks. As you said, she had a no-hitter this afternoon, so very dominant and all-around great performance by Kyle Alderson on the mound, or in the circle, I should say. Yeah.
Look at my scorebook, Mitchell. First inning, three strikes. Second inning, three strikes. Third inning, three strikeouts. Fourth inning, three strikeouts.
That's another thing we should mention. In the first inning, Kyle Alderson had an immaculate inning. She threw nine pitches. All nine were for strikes, and there was three strikeouts in the first inning.
And we learned that's what it's called, an immaculate inning.
Yep.
Amazing.
So I think it's the best feat a pitcher can get in an inning.
Yep.
And other than going three pitches, three outs.
So needless to say, there's no we know who the player of the game is.
Yep, player of the game is going to be Kyle Alderson for RTR.
That's right. Tremendous job, 17 strikeouts, threw a no-hitter. You know, Eagles have some good hitters on this team. I mean, they're back from last year. We know what they can do. But she just pitched outstanding. So great job there by RTR's Kaya Alderson, our Neonito Subway player of the game. What's our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game, Mitchell? What are we going to give that to?
That's going to be the solo.
Go ahead.
That's going to be the solo home run by Lakin Bartman, the catcher for Russell Tyler Ruston. That was the winning run, okay. It turned out. That was a first-inning home run, I believe.
All right. And who are we? What's our next broadcast?
Our next radio broadcast will come this Thursday as Lacapau Valley Eagles team travels to Prinsburg to face Central Minnesota Christian.
All right. All right, thanks, Mitchell. First time doing softball. A little different than basketball, right?
Yep, a little different, but it was fun nonetheless. So look forward to doing more of these with you.
All right, thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Mike Meyer for working the board. Thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. Dick New and Bart Hill will be in Prinsburg on Thursday with Eagle Baseball. Once again, your final score here from Lacapau Valley, the RTR Knights 1, Lacapau Valley nothing. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center. Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.